Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Green Teens, discussing environmental problems that are very pertinent today. In this week's episode, we will be discussing water scarcity as a result of global warming and water pollution, and ways of water purification. I hope you enjoy!
Water is essential for allowing our environment to thrive, as well as the biodiversity in it. Without it, humans and all living organisms cannot make a habitat in our Earth, and our home would no longer be viable. And this is a commonly known fact.
Because of this, it's important to address the disparity in water availability around the Earth and the increasingly pressing issue of water scarcity and cleanliness. So, why is water becoming so scarce, with fresh water becoming increasingly dangerous to drink? Let's take a look. So, one way that water cleanliness is being affected and causing water scarcity overall is water pollution. So, what is water pollution, first of all? Water pollution is when waste, chemicals, toxins, oils, plastic, anything that you can think of that's bad gets in water and it makes it toxic. And if you were to drink it or something like that, that would result in health issues. And it's just overall pretty much just dirty water that is not fit for drinking. So this is a major problem, water pollution, because our drinkable water sources are already finite. Right now, less than 1% of the Earth's fresh water is something that we can actually drink and that's available to us. And later on, it's supposed to increase more and more. So we already have such a finite resource and is becoming even less because of water pollution, which is super dangerous and will result in less water for people overall. And as we discussed, water is the key to life. So that is, it's a major problem. So you might be wondering, like, why is water absorbing all these things? Well, maybe you've heard water is the Earth's solvent, because it is. It dissolves everything. So things like waste, chemicals, toxins, they just dissolve in water easily, so that's why water pollution is very common. So yeah, that's one thing to consider. And something major that you also have to consider is the sources of where we get our drinkable water. How polluted are those places? Because that's where we want to see how we're going to be affected by water pollution, right? So one of the main places that we as humans get our water from is groundwater. So groundwater is full of pollutants, whether that be pesticides, actual human waste, and fertilizers. So these places that we extract the groundwater from, those places, when you extract, those places become dirty themselves, and the water is dirty. So basically, the extraction sites are dirty, so they can't be used over and over again because that will result in health issues, and the water is dirty itself, so we can't use that either, which results in a less source of places that we can get water from overall.
So what about surface water, Benya?
Ooh, that actually brings up a good point. So surface water right now, surface water accounts for like 60% of the amount of drinking water that we have in our houses. So surface water from fresh water sources. So that means like things that aren't the ocean. But the thing is that nearly half of our rivers and streams are already polluted like horribly. And 1/3 of our lakes are also polluted, and they're not fit for swimming or fishing, so they're definitely not fit for drinking water either. And most of that pollution comes from nutrient pollution, which is just, it's not safe for us, but it is safe for other organisms. But overall, it's just contributing to pollution that we can't use drinking water for. So overall, wherever the source of the water is, maybe groundwater, surface water, whatever it is, where it's from, when there's pollution, it causes less water to be available for us to drink, and that results in water scarcity because there's not enough water for the people in a certain area, and yeah, it makes the water scarce. So then people can't live and thrive off of that water. But you know, that's not the only way that water scarcity is coming up. There's also many other major contributing factors. So, Prithika, why don't you carry it away with another major factor that's causing water scarcity?
So one of the reasons why water scarcity is so intense is because of global warming, and that creates droughts and fires. For example, we know the west of the United States is currently on fire, especially in California. And one of the reasons why is because of the aggressive intake of groundwater, as Venya mentioned, and that leaves a lot of the land dry and affects ecosystems. And California is also seeing a lot of droughts because of less rainfall, the high temperatures drying up the lakes. Like, girl, it's like 100 degrees there, like, no doubt. And then the lack of water production from snowfall mountains. And so the increase of droughts means that there's more wildfires happening, which then, you know, creates more carbon dioxide. It's a whole cycle of toxicity. And then on the other side of America, we have it currently underwater. There's a ton of floods happening on the right side of America because a warmer atmosphere tends to hold and subsequently dumps more water. And there's a study that determined that these rains were 40% more likely and 10% more intense because of climate change and the warming temperatures. So we know that climate change is overall messing up our water supply and making it harder for us to control our weather patterns.
So you're saying that, like, floods in general, they just, like, when they happen, they make it harder to purify the water because of, like, the area that it's been in?
Well, that's, oh, for sure, girl.
It's kind of, I did not know that. That's interesting. So another major cause of water scarcity is its usage in industries and in agriculture. So right now, agriculture uses 70% of our surface water supplies, and not to mention there's many other sources that are contaminating our water and using it up, like pipelines and oil spills. So it's important to keep that into consideration when thinking about water scarcity and cleanliness.
And this is why we have water purification, which is a helpful tool at the current century, because as the population grows and freshwater supplies slowly decrease because of the droughts and, you know, global warming, and water waste by industries and agriculture, as Venya mentioned, we need a new way to conserve water and make sure that it's being used properly. And that's why we have water purification. So that's basically where water contaminants are removed from water. And over time, there are different processes that have been developed for efficiency in this process, like distillation and deionization. You don't need to know what they are, but just know that water purification is definitely prominent in the United States. But the main goal is to provide clean drinking water.
Yeah, so some ways that might be helpful for you if you're trying to clean your water, maybe you go on like a camping trip or something like that. One way that this can be done is boiling, though that would be pretty hard on a camping trip. Boiling is a possible way to purify your water. And actually, there's some really specific guidelines for how you should boil your water. So according to the EPA, you should boil your water for at least 1 minute until it comes to a rolling boil. But if you are at an altitude that is above 1 mile, you have to keep it boiling for 3 minutes, which is actually a pretty useful fact. And another way that you can basically get all the bad stuff out of your water is filtering. So you can use any material that has like pores in it, like cotton, glass, wood, cloth, whatever it is, and you can filter out all those big particles. And obviously that probably won't be as successful because, you know, it depends on what things your material lets through, which is why usually when you use filtering, you do it multiple times to make sure that you get everything out. And then Prithika carried away with another amazing way to purify water.
Now, we also have the process of desalination, and this is done by a lot of coastal cities. I wouldn't recommend doing it as, you know, an individual person because it is very expensive, but it is something that coastal cities do in order to get fresh water. And it's the process of creating fresh water from seawater by removing all the salts and minerals from there. And the process can be pretty intense. Here are just some brief explanations. We have our standard osmosis, which is where seawater is pressurized against one surface of a membrane, which makes the clean water move to the low pressure side. And then we also have thermal desalinization, which is, it mimics the natural process of the water cycle. And so basically it evaporates water from the ocean, takes that condensation and uses that as water. However, it does take a lot of electricity because it needs heat. So that is, you know, a major factor in it.
Wow, that's actually really interesting, but it seems like it costs a lot of money.
Oh, for sure.
So when we're talking about those processes, some places that it's actually used right now is Israel. So in Israel, they have actually opened 5 desalination plants since 2005, and they plan to expand that even more. And actually right now, 40% of Israel's drinking water comes from desalination, and it's expected to grow even more, up to 30% more, from 40 to 70 by 2050. And another area that uses a different kind of water purification method, but also a very expensive kind, is California. So their sewage goes through the city's wastewater plant, where it is further cleaned with microfilters. Then it uses reverse osmosis and ultraviolet lighting to remove bacteria and pathogens. And then it is sent to a drinking water treatment plant mixed with chlorine and fluoride and sent to faucets. So that's like a super long process, but that is just one way that water is purified, but it costs a lot of money. $1,100 an acre foot to produce, which is a lot, but it might be useful in the future, you know?
Actually, I'm going to take that back, because you're going to be going into the issues with it. So I don't really know what I'm talking about yet. So go ahead.
Now, adding on to the issues with desalination, we also have 3 main problems. So the first one was desalination has the potential to increase a lot of dependence on fossil fuels, because as I mentioned, one of those processes uses a lot of energy. And so that could be a major deficit. We also have the fact that desalination is a huge threat to marine life. So a lot of mature fish, larvae, and other marine life can be killed when they get trapped or sucked into open water surface intake pipes. And that's what desalination uses. And for example, annually, California kills around 70 billion marine life every year because of these pipes. So it could definitely be an issue. And then we also have the thing called brine waste. Brine waste is basically when you separate fresh water from the salt, you got to deposit the salt somewhere. And so they tend to deposit it in areas in the ocean that are away from marine life, but that can still create, high density and solid, a lot of, salty kind of water, which can accumulate around the disposal areas, which affects the ecosystems around there.
So you got to consider both the good and bad, because...
Because desalination, it needs to be improved, but at the moment it's really expensive and it's not very good. So yeah.
Okay, so when we're talking about the water crisis, there's obviously, we're talking about how bad it is and how there needs to be improvement, right? So how can we help? So some basic ways that we can help is by doing these few things that I'm about to list right now, which are, you can share your knowledge that you just learned about water through to other people and the concern of water, so that they can do things like fix their leaks and, turn off their faucets while brushing their teeth. And maybe another example, only running the washing machine and dishwasher when you have a full load, just like trying to save as much water as you can. And though those seem like small things, if it's spreading to like a bunch of people and a bunch of people are doing it, it can help. So you should do that. And then Prithika is going to talk about some other ways, some more impactful ways that you could do that, even though the ways that I just mentioned are pretty impactful, but yeah.
So you can definitely do the methods that Venya stated, but if you have volunteering time and money, you can also invest that into organizations that are really going into these countries and helping them. And so one of those organizations is the Thirst Project. And the Thirst Project is a nonprofit organization that works with the support of young people to end the global water crisis by building freshwater wells in developing communities that need safe, clean drinking water.
That is really cool. And actually, I was looking at their website and they partnered with Hiram. Maybe.
Yes.
Selfless by Hiram. He has he's on TikTok and he has a makeup line that's like environmental and stuff. And we're going to talk about that in a future episode. But
Yes, we
Keep his
will.
name familiar because he's super cool and he cares about the environment and he's an awesome skincare specialist. So, yeah. Anyway,
Yes.
some other places that you could also check out are Splash, WaterAid, and LifeWater, which are all helping with the water scarcity problem. And you may be wondering, how do I even access these places? Well, actually, you should head over to our Instagram because if you check in our
Yes.
link, I mean, if you check in our bio, you will find our link tree, and all those links will be there to access those accounts. And you can donate, you can volunteer, whatever you can do to help this problem, you should do it. So, yeah.
Also, if you go to our Instagram, you'll see some very cool art that Venya has drawn. So I would recommend going to the Instagram if you want to see some daily environmental posts. But I think we're going to wrap up this episode because we talked about, everything that needs to be said about water scarcity. But just remember that one of the reasons why water scarcity is such a big problem is because a lot of industries and a lot of corporations and countries have, been taking wa over water and have been manipulating water usage. And they've been putting that against the people. And that's why we have global warming and climate change. So it's not always your fault. It's definitely people higher up who need to change. But
And some of
yes.
that change, we can encourage that change, but we have to encourage it through to get to the bigger industries so they can make the difference. Because sometimes
Yeah.
that change from the bottom is much more difficult.
I think that's it. And yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you tune in to our future episodes. And yeah, thank you.
Yes, thanks. Bye. And make sure to tune in to next week's episode or whenever we make an episode next because we're a little inconsistent.